Isn't that so important? To know the purpose of understand, of wanting to listen.
From the very, very beginning.
That makes the difference on which direction we take.
The Satya Parami, just to understand reality right now. Because whatever appears is so real, a reality is conditioned, it's passed away unknowingly with ignorance.
Couldn't one know the purpose of understanding and still take the wrong path?
Do you think that can be someone who study with wrong purpose, just for the other's sake, not just to understand reality? Just wanting to be the scholar.
Many people use Buddha's name in vain.
There are Christians who study the Dhamma in order to make the Buddhists Christians.
Sometimes we talk about or read about the right conditions, like the four wheels, like the right place, association with the wise, past kusala, and so on. And we know that association with the wise is really association with right view or right consideration. And of course, that has to be one's own, not another's, right view or right consideration. And right place in that context. So can one just say, well, that is whatever place there is, the right view or the right consideration, that's it. So it doesn't necessarily mean being in the place where there is a teacher or something like that. It just means the place at the moment of development of Satipatthana.
Having right understanding.
Having right understanding.
So any moment when by Pakatupanisaya the Pandya arises, it's right association, right place and everything else.
Is right place one of the wheels?
Yes, right place and association with the wise. I think we have a kind of conventional idea about being with a person or being in a particular place, but actually there are no people and there is no place.
Is this world the right place?
This world, yes.
So it is also a conventional thing.
Mm-hmm. But right place, isn't that associated with right company as well? If you were in a place where there was no one talking Dhamma, would that be a right place?
Well, if there isn't any consideration or understanding of Dhamma, then it's not association with the wise and it's not the right place.
But whenever there is right understanding, we can see that we are at the right place
and it's association with wise person at that point.
But someone could hear a little bit of Dhamma, be interested, but if they're not in the right place to hear it from others...
At moment of hearing, one has to be in the right place, otherwise one will not hear.
At that point they're in the right place, Ajahn. Yeah. But for example, if someone came to Thailand and heard the Dhamma here, but then went back to, say, Australia, where there was no Dhamma, and they could never hear it again.
But it depends on if there's right understanding or right reflection while they're in Australia, then it's right place.
But at that point,
there's no right consideration or no right reflection, then it's not the right place. We say, well, in this world we have the opportunity to hear, but again it comes back to citta cetasika rupa. So what does it mean to be in this world? It means particular cittas and cetasikas to arise.
It's right by virtue of panya arising.
Exactly. But then panya doesn't always arise if you're by yourself.
So it's wrong.
It does not stay.
No.
Yes.
Even in this case of Dhamma discussion in Thailand, it's wrong place, wrong association. Many moments.
You two, being in Hong Kong, but you're always investigating and asking questions, and you come out here. So, you two, when you're in Hong Kong, you're talking Dhamma. So it's right place.
Right. Yeah. Momentarily.
But a person who goes to a place who has not had the fundamentals yet. They're not in the right place because they might not even hear Dhamma. So in the wrong place.
Right. But they may even come and they may even hear it but not have any wise reflection. So then, like the dogs here, it's not any right association.
No, I understand there's two ways of looking at it in the sense of one.
But I think in the ultimate sense it just always comes back to the cheetah at this moment.
And if you're petting the dog and have Satipatthana, it doesn't mean that you associate with the dog.
In Australia, we had a car and we were listening to tapes on the MP3 player, and I heard you talking about association with the wise really being the moments of right understanding, and how it doesn't make any difference whether one's with good or bad people. There can be association with the wise any time. And when we're friendly to anyone, there's no enemy without, and the only enemy there ever is the enemy within. I found it very helpful.
There's a moment of understanding. Can you say that it's wrong place, wrong time, wrong association? No.
No.
And when there's no understanding, can you say that it's right? No.
No. And when we think someone else is responsible for some problems or something else, or there's dosa, even about the body, we forget that the real enemy is within at those times. There's no association with the wise at those moments.
The thing that I've noticed over the years with Ajahn and the people who've come through is if people don't appreciate the value of knowing the moment, then they don't stay. They'll go off with other concepts.
But in his case, he has a friend who does a lot of meditation. So he's got one friend sitting on one shoulder, right. Meditate, meditate, it's the only way. And another friend saying, well, take a look at this other approach to understanding. And of course, anybody tries to just figure that out. So I can see his challenge. And then he reads these books, yeah. And each book, it's like you feel sick, so you go to one doctor and you get one opinion. You go to the next doctor thinking it'll be more clear, but it gets more gray. And then each doctor, it gets worse. If you learn about realities, then I think that the need goes away.
Right, exactly. It does, yeah.
Right, I think so they all can see some value immediately.
Would you like to answer questions too? For example, what was reborn?
What is it that gets reborn?
What is that? Which reborn? No answer. Like the person who meditates, does she or he understand Dhamma? Everyone was born, but what was born?
If we say we want to become strong, you can say, okay, I want you to go lift balloons to get your arm stronger. Or you can say, I want you to lift weights, right? And if you go and you lift balloons and you don't get stronger, you realize that there was no effect. And I think that people are looking for a technique or some way to develop.
They're not looking for understanding.
Right. Well, they don't know how to find. Yeah.
That's the beauty of the Dhamma, what the Buddha found, was he found something that was so totally different to how we're looking. So we do look for how we can affect the moment, because we have an idea of a self that can affect the moment or change things. And he told us that it wasn't that way whatsoever, that there's realities there that create an idea of us being here.
When Ajahn asked the question, what is reborn, would you say most Buddhists in Thailand will answer the same way?
If they do not study the teachings, they cannot answer at all. Yeah. It always I or he or she, not reality. For example, there can be answer like, it's not I who sees, but it's a reality which is Dhamma, see, but no understanding of that reality at all. Just follow the words, Dhamma, concept.
Sometimes we almost feel responsible for others' accumulations. It's like the same on our discussion list. If we were to just give the right answer or in the right way, then somehow they would get it or something. But actually, everyone has their own accumulations, and all we can ever do is the best. But some people also feel if they write something that is good Dharma and someone gets upset or replies with some hostile comment or something, that somehow they are responsible in some way. Or someone might feel that if people go to the foundation and then they get put off or something, that one is responsible. Is this a kind of wrong understanding of accumulations or something, when people feel that they are responsible for the reaction in this way?
So what's the purpose? Come back to purpose again.
Yes.
To be beloved one? Or
right, okay.
Admired one?
Yeah. Or whether one's purpose is just to help the best one can at the time and then forget it and leave it to conditions, or whether one gets upset when people come back and criticize the commentaries or criticize the Jan Tsuchin. Is it because one wants to be the beloved one or the teacher or something? That's a
and
very
that
good point.
That shouldn't be the purpose.
That shouldn't be the purpose.
I mean, how you write, how you respond is conditioned. And it's gone.
It's also the fact is, if you're not in control of what is happening here, how can you be in control of what's happening to other people? Because you can't even control here.
Mm. And actually, who is disturbed?
Well, that's the same thing.
That's right. It's the self again. Because the others respond as they do according to their accumulations.
Who has dosa is disturbed.
Yes.
Not the one who doesn't have.
No.
Yeah, lopa has so many tricks. More mana. That comes with lopa.
It's wanting to be the beloved one. Mm-hmm.
The respected one.
The respected one.
The knowledgeable one.
Yes. Mm. Wanting to be the one that always gets it right, or one that never has to hear people's criticisms or something like this.
And that person doesn't follow the teachings at all. By just wanting to be the beloved one.
But that can be an accumulation too, that he or she will have those moments quite often, but at other times have right understanding.
It's something we all have though, isn't it?
Yeah, mana.
And when people object a lot, when others criticize the texts or the teachings or something, I think it's the same thing again.
I think that if those people come and discuss, it's much better than just saying it's wrong, it's wrong. Mm-hmm.